Hey, this is Brian Jum. Welcome to the SAI Million Dollar PDR Podcast. We go over actionable tips that have served my business well over the last 30 years, and hopefully they'll be beneficial to you too.
What's going on, everybody? A little mellow jazz here on this Easter Sunday. We are kicking off this podcast. It is March 31st. For all you jokesters, it's time to actually start getting your April Fool's jokes together. That's tomorrow. Play a prank on everyone if you can. I recommend it. Cheap thrills. So this week, it was a very good week, financially at least. Lots of good paying jobs, turned well. I actually had one or two jobs I couldn't even charge for, though, unfortunately. It happens every now and then. One guy, it usually has to do with pain issues, like you have a dent with a scratch and the scratch can't come out. We had a silver Tesla, which is kind of like it's really rare. It's a rare color. It's only was offered 1 or 2 years. And he scratched the quarter panel and had a dent. Got the dent out, but I'm like, there wasn't much benefit there, you know, with this big scratch, and he didn't want to paint. So I'm like, you know what? No charge on this one. He was kind of surprised. He'd actually already paid and was out in the parking lot. My assistant took the payment, and I went back out. I said, hey, you know what? I'm not charging for this. I'm sorry. Don't argue with me. He's like, wow. I'm like, yeah, we have a level of integrity here. He's like, well, I'm definitely going to refer you as many people as I can. I go, I appreciate that. You know, if something else happens, keep us in mind. But nah, I couldn't get a win out of this one for you. So it happens. So, all right. So let's see. Sorry about that. That was a phone call coming in right over our music. Who's calling on Easter? Come on, folks. But anyway, what else? We did a pet mobile pet van, crushed rooftop. That was good money. Just like I said, a lot of everything, a lot of dents, a lot of paint. It's just super good month. March was good. Even for my techs that do the dealers, they had good numbers as well. So overall, pretty good. We didn't travel this week. No, there was baseball, and that's probably the part that wasn't so good this week. My son, he's not having it happen for him right now. I kind of know why, but it's just one of those things. He just needs to be better, I guess. He needs to execute, and it's tough. It's his third game into SEC with LSU, and he's not pitching to his full potential. So anyway, so it was a little rough last night at the jump house, but anyway, he got through it. He's still healthy, but hopefully next week. And we're going to go back out to Baton Rouge. They'll be playing Vanderbilt. They played the number one team this last weekend, so he had his opportunity to really kick some ass. And he actually did a pretty good job through about just almost four innings. Actually, I think four innings he was good. And then when he got through just the latter part of that inning, it kind of unraveled, unfortunately. Gave up the game. But that's baseball. So hopefully he'll learn from it, watch the film, not listen to his dad, and everything will be good. So anyway, enough of that. So on to today's topic. How can I bring you guys benefit? How can I help you make more money? How can I help you have more free time to spend with your loved ones? Do your hobbies. Do your metal detecting on the desert sands or whatever you want to do. You want to go island hopping out in the Caribbean or something. I don't know. You want to get into sailing, you know? I watch some of these sailing videos. These guys live on these boats and they travel for years at a time. It's crazy. And some of them just live off Patreon, which is nuts. I don't know how that people just sponsor them and they buy gas and food and just keep sailing. There's this one cat that was out by, I know I'm a little on a dirt road here, I apologize, who's down in like near Bali. And there's a bunch of islands down there, like, you know, South Pacific, whatever. And he's just going to these islands where nobody's either ever been or few people have been. It's crazy, you know. Kid's young. He was probably like 30, maybe 35. But I just think, what if something would to happen, you know? But hey, you know, you're living your life, man. You can't live in fear. You just got to go for it. But yeah, nobody else with him. He'd be gotten sick or fell. I mean, curtains, but what else, man? Just, you got to live your life. The guy's definitely an adventurer. So anyway, yeah. So hopefully this content that we provide will help you buy your sailboat and get your Patreon or put some money in the bank, and you can have some recurring revenue while you're doing your dreams instead of running a service business. So anyway, thank you to one of my former students, Jared Kirk. Yes, Jared, we were going to talk about your request. He had, we're going to get him on the podcast too. We've been meaning to get him on for the, for the mobile tech expo for the PDR Olympics. And unfortunately, I think the organizer of it died. I believe Kevin Hailwood, either he was really sick or he passed, unfortunately. I don't know if he got cancer or what. So super sad, but I met him in the first or second one that he did. He's a real nice guy. And thankfully to him, I mean, he organized this get-together for the paintless dent repair industry. And without that, we wouldn't have our meetups and stuff, at least not that long ago. And it was so much fun. And I met a really good dude, a couple of good dudes, but one really particularly good dude, Greg Holt, who's no longer inhabiting the planet with us, unfortunately. But it was great experience. So anyway, so yeah, Jared's going to talk. Eventually, we'll get him on here in the next week or two. We'll go over Mobile Tech Expo and PDR Olympics and stuff that he gleaned off of that, which would be great because I haven't made it back out there for over 20 years now, so it's been a little while. So Jared had requested that he wants to learn about SEO. SEO is an acronym for search engine optimizing, or SEM, search engine management. Basically what it means you want to optimize your website for it to rank highly on Google so people will find you. And a little background about me. I currently do this for several businesses. I have an attorney. I have a couple hotels. I do probably four or five people. I used to have almost like agency level. I probably had as many as 10 that had just kind of been referred to me. And I was like, all right, wait a minute. I'm running another business. I got a family, blah, blah. Let's just hold it. So I trimmed the fat. Now I think I'm down to like four. And I just help these guys out. I help them out with their advertising, their internet marketing, basically. And then I help them out with some SEO stuff. So my background, I've been doing it before there was ever a Google, guys. I did it before there was ever a Yahoo. I mean, we're talking early 90s. Basically, when the internet just started going, there was websites like called Lycos and Dogpile. And there were advertising platforms, because before Google, it was just Yahoo. And we used to advertise on a platform called Overture. So you can look this stuff up. All those early search engines that didn't make the grade, but... And then even Yahoo, some would argue, it's still in existence, and this is before Bing. But, you know, Google came in and just kicked Yahoo's ass. Unfortunately, I kind of liked Yahoo, and I liked dealing with the setup, but it just, but we really didn't need to. We were doing so much wholesale B2B at that time. I didn't really need to, but I knew that I wanted to advertise. I was mostly doing it for training. And there was so much retail back then. And we didn't have the time, so I basically would just delete probably 10 calls a day, which is bad. But I wasn't paying for ads, but we were ranking, SEO, so search engine optimization. So I know a little bit about it. I'm not going to tell you I'm like the best, but I can hold my own in a room. You know, if I went to an SEO conference, I'm right there. You know, am I a coder? Am I going to be able to spit out Python and all these other languages, JavaScript? No, I'm not. I mean, can I code a website? Yeah, absolutely. I built them. You know, I know HTML. I know CSS. A couple others as well. So I can kind of hold my own, but I'm not. My old man, my father was a programmer. So that's kind of where it came to the family. And he used to code for Mattel toys and games. And the first iterations of video games, my dad was right there. So it was kind of cool. He'd bring them home. We were kids. And we would plug them into the... It was through like a UHF thing on the back of the TV, and well before USBs and coax and all that kind of connections, and play Pong on the TV or a rude version of Asteroids, if you know Asteroids. Anyway, so yeah, kind of know my way around. So Jared's like, hey, can you talk about SEO or help me out? I had some questions. And why do people want to do it? Because Jared and others want to be found on Google. He realizes it's the modern day Yellow Pages, and he wants people to be able to find his website so he can get more business. Now, SEO is technically free, you know, but you're going to have to pay. How soon do we leave?
11:15.
Okay. Or 12:15. Okay. We got about 8 minutes. So SEO is free in the sense that if you want to do it on your own and you know how to get links and you know how to handle your website, you can rank higher until your content is doing really well, you know, and people find it. You know, we call that hopefully on page one and above the fold. So the fold is the bottom of your computer screen or your phone. And if you don't have to scroll, if you have to scroll, that's below the fold where the page just kind of folds over, if you will. So there's really not much use in ranking below the fold or page two beyond. Very, very rarely do people go beyond the fold or definitely past page one, unless they really are searching. So you need to be ranking top three is what it basically means. And it's not easy. It's gotten worse and worse. Google talks about providing a great service for its searchers, but it doesn't. It's all about ads, right? So between maps, listings, and ads, I mean, you know, I always tell my clients, I'm like, you know, honestly, if you have a service business, you really should be optimizing for Google Maps, which isn't your product, it's their product, but you can rank high pretty quick, and that's high intent search keywords, and it's a quick win. So if you want to scribble that down, Google Maps, I'm telling you right now, that is something that really, I mean, I can drop the mic right now and walk away, and I've given you a ton of leverage right there. I can help you with that. I do, like I said, Google Maps is something I know really well. I can help you optimize your map pages and show you how to rank for that. That's probably the best thing. But keep in mind, you're building a house on somebody else's property, aka Google. So you don't always have control. They could get rid of it tomorrow and you're asked out. So ultimately, you would want to do maps and then still optimize for your website. Okay? So, and there's other things that are coming for search, but right now Google owns it. So who cares that TikTok's trying to become a search engine or Facebook or whatever, you know, Instagram. It doesn't matter. Right now, don't waste your time on Yahoo or any of these others, you know, or Bing. You wanna go optimize and bust your ass for 5% of search if that? No, you don't. So, and I could talk about black hat SEO. I mean, I used to do a lot of this shit. I mean, there was some stuff that we could do that would make, I could have somebody rank page one on Yahoo or Google within 24 hours for crazy competitive keywords that could make somebody, you know, six figures a month, you know, mesothelioma lawyer, you know, or divorce attorney, San Francisco or something like that, you know, done, drop a hat. I mean, I knew all that stuff. Google's gotten smart. They're always smarter than us. They're always one step ahead. So, you know, especially now with programmatic and AI and all kinds of stuff, and you're not going to be able to do black hat. It's not easy. I'm not saying there's not some tricks still out there. There are, but this isn't what this episode's about. So anyway, one caveat, SEO, it is important. I don't recommend anybody puts a lot of time into it because I think ultimately between Google Maps and paid ads, you've got a lot more leverage. You're going to move the needle quickly. Yes, it's not free, but it's just, what is your time worth? You know, you should do some SEO. You could hire an agency. I wouldn't spend more than a couple $100 a month unless you're banking hard and you can afford it, you know. But, and we can talk about, you know, if you're doing hail and you want to rank, I mean, I could kind of get more into that, how you could kind of own the real estate in your 5 or 10 mile circle, your radius online. But for now, we're just going to talk about basic SEO. So first of all, there's two ways to look at it, guys and gals, offsite and onsite. Offsite is going to be links, and onsite is going to be your site structure, the way that your site is built, the code and everything. And there are 99 ways to do it wrong and probably one way to do it right, you know, just in other words, percentage wise. So get help with technical SEO. I'm not going to get into it. I mean, I can spit some words out. Nobody's going to know what I'm talking about here. Meta tags, link structure, content, sub pages dedicated to keywords, website speed, robots.txt file, sitemap, crawlable for the search engine spiders. Does anybody know what all that googly guck is? No, you probably don't. So just pay somebody. Pay somebody to do it. It's not that expensive. Have somebody go through your site and say, I want a technical SEO audit, and I want to have my site coded up so I'm not building my house on sand. Okay, so have a technically savvy site. And then offsite, basically what it means is you're going to get links. Links are votes for your site, and they're posted on other sites that point to your site, and they usually will have link text in it, and keywords or not, or it could be your company name, your brand name, which is good, and that helps you get a higher rank. So between the technical on-site and then the off-site with the links, that's pretty much what SEO is right there in a nutshell. The right kind of links, the right kind of anchor text, which is the keywords that are used in the link, or is it your brand name, so forth and so on, all that stuff matters. So that being said, links is the juice to help you rank, okay? Now, one last thing I will get into, and then I'll give you guys some resources because I gotta hit it and quit it right now because we're getting ready to go chase some Easter rabbits and ducks and all kinds of things and find the Easter bunny. Programmatic SEO is kind of a new thing or a newish thing, especially with AI right now. You can find ways to do programmatic SEO. And what that means is basically you can create keyword-rich targeted subpages, web pages off of your website automatically or near automatic. And it's a way to do hundreds or thousands of web pages targeting a bunch of keywords. Okay, so imagine if you have a dent repair business and you're like, you want to rank for dent repair Mesa, Arizona, Jared. Okay, which would be good. Okay, or dent repair near me. And they might use a couple different zip codes. Well, you could have subpages built with a little bit of content and your phone number and your address if you have a shop or otherwise, blah, blah, blah. And you optimize for those subpages for each keyword. One website's not going to typically rank one page dentwizard.com is probably, even though that's a huge site, is not going to rank really highly for 50 keywords or even 10. So one of the quick little nuggets I'll give you guys is after you've done your technical SEO work is you want to have a bunch of subpages or at least the ones for the keywords that you want to rank for. That's power. So you do that, then you have what's called long tail. So they're longer. You don't want to rank for dent removal or just dent, because somebody from Philadelphia might be searching for dent removal and you don't want a bunch of weird phone calls. You want to rank locally. Okay, I imagine, unless you do travel, whatever. I don't know. I'm highly doubtful. So, I mean, I know there's locksmiths and stuff. They want to rank for the entire county, you know, and there's ways to do that kind of thing. But it's, you know, regional and all that. It's a lot of work. And what does that mean? It's a lot of money. So anyway, so subpages, potentially programmatic SEO, get some help. I'm going to give you guys some resources if you want to write these down. If you care, online, one of the best guys that I know who's come out of the woods in the past 5 years maybe, his name is Brian Dean. He's got a great blog. If you want to go read a lot of his articles, his pillar article about skyscraper technique and all this stuff, it's really good. Another service that's, if you really want to get into SEO, you subscribe for this. I think it's a couple hundred bucks a month. It's usually for SEOs. It's Ahrefs, A-H-R-E-F-S. So it's A-H-R-E-F-S. Another source is SEMrush. And then I would recommend Reddit. Reddit, the subreddit SEO or big SEOs, which is more for corporate or for SEOs themselves instead of just laymen. I recommend looking into Reddit because there's always, you know, you can search by the most popular articles and blah, blah, blah. Reddit's always a great resource to cut through the bullshit, right? So I can help you guys out. You know, I don't mind helping out a little bit. I mean, I usually charge if I'm going to, you know, not a lot, but to help out with Google Maps, optimizing if you guys need some SEO. If you got one or two quick questions, not a problem. 949-302-3464. You can text me. Otherwise, you can catch me on the gram, Denko PDR. You can message me if you like. Like I said, I do this stuff all the time. I even have a webmaster who could probably help you out if you need some website tweaks. Otherwise, just find somebody that you trust. I don't recommend going offshore to India or the Philippines. Try to find somebody locally that you can trust that can log in your site, not jack it up or inject ghost links where you don't even know and they're actually linking back to their site. And you know, there's some nefarious people out there that do some shitty stuff, so just be careful. But that's it, guys. That's SEO. Like I said, I don't recommend putting a ton of time in it. If you really want to move the lever fast and quick, it's going to be Google Maps and then it's going to be paid ads. I mean, that's the quick. SEO is a long freaking boat ride. It really is. It takes a lot of time and Google makes it so hard, and it's just slow and steady wins the race. You know, if you bought a few, they frown on link buying, but if you bought a few links a month, and if you could get some Wikipedia links or really strong site links, then yeah, it's going to help you. But it just plan on it being several months before you see improvements, and then hopefully after 3 to 6 months, then you'll start to rank for some stuff. It's that kind of slow boat to China. So anyway, that's it, guys. Love you. Appreciate the ears and the eyes. Have a great Easter if you believe in it. If you don't, have a great March 31st. And next week, we'll try to do another podcast. We'll be out in Baton Rouge. So hopefully with some better news for Jump Junior. And that's it. We'll catch you on the next SAI Service Marketing Podcast. Bye-bye for now.